free land. Despite what you may have heard, there is still some rural land left in America. The only really free land is available in Alaska and remote barren areas of the western states. The latest information in this area is found in a periodic publication called Our Public Lands, available from the Superintendent of Documents, Washington, D.C., 20402. It costs $1 for a subscription. Also, contact the U.S. Department of the Interior, Bureau of Land Management, Washington, D.C., 20240, and ask for information on homesteading. By the time this book is out, though, the Secretary of the Interior's friends in the oil companies might have stolen all the available free land. Being an oil company is about the easiest way to steal millions. Never call it stealing, though. Always refer to it as research and development. Continental United States has no good free land that we know of, but there are some very low prices in areas suited for country communities. Write to School of Living, Freeland, Maryland, for their newspaper Green Revolution with the latest information in this area. Canada has free land available, and the Canadian government will send you a free list if you write to the Department of Land and Forests, Parliament Building, Quebec City, Canada. Also, write to the Geographical Branch, Department of Mines and Technical Surveys, Parliament Building, Quebec City, Canada. Correspondence can be carried out with the Communications Group, 2630 Point Grey Road, Vancouver 8, British Columbia, Canada, for advice on establishing a community in Canada. The islands off the coast of British Columbia, its western region, and the area along the Kootenay River are among the best locations. If you just want to rip off some land, there are two ways to do it, openly or secretly. If you are going to do it out front, look around for a piece of land that's in dispute, which has its sovereignty in question. Islands and deltas between the U.S. and Canada, or between the U.S. and Mexico, or any number of other borderline lands. You might even consider one of the abandoned oil drilling platforms, which are fair game under high seas salvage laws. The possibilities are endless. If you intend to do it quietly, you will want a completely different type of location. Find a rugged area with lots of elbow room and plenty of places to hide, like the Rocky Mountains, Florida swamps, Death Valley, or New York City. Put together a tight band of guerrillas and do your thing. With luck, you will last forever. If you just want to camp out or try some hermit living in the plushest surroundings available, you'll do best to head for one of the national parks. Since the parks are federal property, there's very little the local fuzz can do about you, and the forest rangers are generally the live-and-let-live types. Although there have been increasing reports of longhairs being vamped on by Smokey the Pig, as in Yosemite. You can get a complete list from National Park Service, Department of the Interior, Washington, D.C., 20240. The PDF also has a list of some good ones. Earth People's Park is an endeavor to purchase land and allow people to come and live for free. They function as a clearinghouse for people that want to donate land and those who wish to settle. They own 600 acres in northern Vermont and are trying to raise money to buy more. Write to Earth People's Park, P.O. Box 313, 1230 Grant Avenue, San Francisco, California, 94133. People's parks are sprouting up all over as people reclaim the land being ripped off by universities, factories, and corrupt city planning agencies. The model is the People's Park struggle in Berkeley during the spring of 1969. The people fought to defend a barren parking lot they had turned into a community center with grass, swings, freeform sculpture, and gardens. The University of California, with the aid of Ronald Reagan and the Berkeley stormtroopers, fought with guns, clubs, and tear gas to regain the land from the outlaw people. The pigs killed James Rector and won an empty victory. For now, the park is fenced off, tarred over, and converted into unused basketball courts and unused parking lots. Not one person has violated the oath never to set foot on the site. It stands cold and empty, 2 blocks north of crowded Telegraph Avenue. If the revolution does not survive, all the land will perish under the steamroller of imperialism. People's Death Valley will happen in our lifetime.